called unto him two centurions, or the chief captain, excuse me, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, and at the third hour of the night. Now, just picture this. The centurion says, all right, the chief captain says two centurions, which means 200 soldiers each, or 100 soldiers each, 200 total, okay? And then you have 200 spearmen, men with spears, okay? Horsemen 70, and then they provide beasts so Paul can sit on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. Good night. So what's the principle that we can learn there? Yeah, Satan has his 40, but look how much God brought. Right? Because we see the 40, we're like, oh, man. But then you have 200, 400 guys. 200 of them have spears. You have horsemen, 70. And don't worry, Paul, you're not even going to have to walk. You can sit on a beast. Because most people walk during those days. He's like, walk them on, put them on a mule or something. Get them on a donkey. So it shows you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. So it doesn't matter how big the threat, how big the company of wicked evildoers is, God always outdoes them.
Amen.
No matter what.
Right.
It's like when they came to arrest Jesus, they had the band of soldiers. You know, Peter cuts off the ear of Malchus, and then Jesus rebukes him and says, look, I got legions of angels that can come and just destroy everything here right now. If I wanted to. So what Satan can do pales in comparison to what God can do.